The Black Panther Party was only a small manifestation of what this infrastructure wanted to do. And with the brains of who back then was known as a Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, and Ralph Featherstone, and Kathleen, and Belafonte, he was, you know, because when they split, I'm talking about SNCC, split away from SCLC and became more from the Nonviolent Coordinating Committee to the National Committee, because they wanted to drop the nonviolent thing in the acronym. Came up with these brilliant ideas, you know, that had nothing to do with a Huey Newton or a Bobby Seale. So to me, who was contemporary, to see how history is misinterpreted so much, you know. We were organizing in the South, in the West, in the East, the symbol of the Panther from the Mississippi Freedom and Democratic Party, Fannie Lou Hamer, all these people I knew, I'm growing up with, and we see. The militant aspects, it's already there from the Deacons on. So when the first chapter started, we were here over there in Oakland and here, like I mentioned with John Bowman earlier. And that was it. That was the extent of the party. So when I came on the scene, they needed someone to help construct their Ministry of Defense because Eldridge Cleaver had already took over, you know, and established the Ministry of Information. And all this is in coordination with people from down south where it all really began. So the Black Panther Party was nothing but a vanguard formation that was put together to give leadership to the entire Black Liberation Movement through its ministries, you know, which was supposed to encompass everything from the Nation of Islam to the NAACP. We had an ideology. We had Mao Tse-Tung. We had Che Guevara. We had Kwame Nkrumah. We had all these beautiful examples that was already there, but it was put together. And I can't mention SNCC and those enough because they provided the intelligence for all of this. And you don't see that much in history, but they really did because most of us hadn't studied Das Kapital or, you know what I'm saying, or Lenin or anything in depth. But they provided that and then the discipline of having to sit and study and read a book, you know what I'm saying, have discussions was something that's so remote, dry to us. But when they caught on like wildfire and it swept. And that what was so important, that's what we go back to the word counterintelligence. We now had the intelligence that it took to carry on. So they had to counter this intelligence. And they come with these counterintelligence programs.